Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. We start today with ongoing protests over Boston Mayor Michelle Wu's mask and vaccine mandates. Mayor Wu has talked about the toll that the near daily protests that take place outside her home follow her around the city, are taking on her family's lives, even her neighbors. And now other elected officials are standing up to say enough is enough. More than a dozen elected officials of color in Boston have signed a statement condemning what they call the hateful attacks against Mayor Wu, saying they refuse to stand by as, quote, openly racist, anti-Asian, and sexist rhetoric is normalized in our community, end quote. Joining us now, one of those who signed the statement, Suffolk County Sheriff Stephen Tompkins. Sheriff Tompkins, appreciate you joining us again today on Radio Boston.
Oh, absolutely.
So what crossed the line? What crossed the Rubicon for you here, Sheriff? What made you speak out this way?
You know, we're all people, and we all have feelings. And at the point that you want to throw around a lot of vitriolic language, I think that's a bad thing. Look, I'm all for protests, frankly, but I think good, clean, concerted protest is the way to go. When you start name-calling, when you are standing in front of someone's residence, not only are you disrespecting them and their families, but you're disrespecting everybody that lives on that block. And I think that's just – that's a bit much. You may not agree with the suggestions of the mayor, but I think that there is a different way to express yourself without it, you know, deteriorating into something as vitriolic as what's going on right now.
So there's offensive, there's vitriolic, and then there's racist and sexist. Why are you feeling, are you sure this is racist and sexist in nature?
You know, I'm going to tell you, to me, I'm not going to really go to the racist, sexist end of this discussion, principally because that really gets us off of the track of what's really going on here. And that's respect or disrespect. And that's really what I'll talk about is the fact that this is disrespectful. You have a public official that was voted in with a pretty significant mandate to do a couple of things. Now, clearly, I have known people that have passed away from COVID. I know people that have gotten vaccinated and people that have not gotten vaccinated. It's your own personal choice. But if you're a public official and you come down with a decision to protect everybody, now you may not want to adhere to that, but I think what she's doing is just looking out for everybody in the city and doing what she was voted in to do. To me right now, I mean, we can talk about race, we can talk about sex, but let's talk about being responsible and adult about the situation. I just believe there's a different way to express yourself without being this aggressive.
So, Sheriff Tompkins, I hear you on that distinction. And in a minute, I'm going to come back to this question of respectful and disrespectful and where we're devolving in our public protest. I want to go back to race and sexism for a minute because it seems clear if you look, for example, at the things that Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley has said, and she tweeted out this statement, some of the other signers who are elected women of color, that some of your co-signers have a very strong belief that this is about race and this is about sex, that women of color who are elected take a kind of heat and a kind of vitriol that others don't. I want to know, you are a man of color in an elected position. Do you give credence to their argument?
I think women, period, regardless of what color their skin may be, do not get a fair shake. I think women are kind of at that end of the spectrum where it seems to be easier to denigrate women. It seems to be easier and more palatable to denigrate a person of color. And I just think that is nonsensical. I don't think we don't need this in our discourse. And this is not just pertaining to Mayor Wu. And this is not just the city of Boston or the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. This is across our country. And if we don't get a hold on what we want to be as a country, how we want to adhere to the mandates of democracy and elections and who we elect to be in office, then I think we're lost. I think we are desperately lost. And so that's why I choose not to really talk about this from a racist or sexist standpoint, although I do understand why others will and want to. But where I'm coming from is I go back to being respectful and adhering to the voice of the people that voted Michelle Wu in to be the mayor. That's the fact. And it was an overwhelming victory. And so I think that if you disagree, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with disagreeing. It's the expression of that disagreement that roils me.
So we're talking with Suffolk County Sheriff Stephen Tompkins, one of a number of elected officials of color in Boston who've signed on to a statement decrying the protest that Boston Mayor Michelle Wu has been experiencing. I think about a continuum, Sheriff. So I'm thinking back to September 2021, the giant pink boat parked in front of the driveway at Governor Baker's house. Environmental protesters, some chained themselves to that boat. There was a lot of dismay at how personal to his home that got at that time. Of course, you could track all the way back to the January 6th attempted insurrection and the riot in the streets there. A change in tenor, polls recently talking about more and more Americans believing that political violence is sometimes an appropriate response to government. Are we sliding free fall down a slippery slope? And as a law enforcement officer, given that you just said you believe in protest and it is legal, what do we do about that?
So there was a time when people of differing viewpoints could sit across a table and have concerted conversations about how we wanted to move an initiative, a city, state, or the country forward. We have lost that now. We do not communicate with one another as human beings, as adults, as mature individuals. We no longer do that, and it's so much easier to just take shots. And I will say this also, particularly since the advent of social media, you can stand behind some made-up name and say whatever you want to say, and nobody knows it's you. You couldn't do that years ago. You couldn't do that decades ago. If you wanted to say something, you were accountable for saying that. So it's so easy to take shots and be mean because it very well may not be tracked back to you. So we as a country really need to get a hold of an understanding of, technically, really, in my estimation, the civic process. And when schools began to eliminate civics in our schools, we really began to lose the understanding of how community and government work in tandem. And until we go back to that place where we can understand and embrace how community and government work together, we're lost. In other words, if we don't check ourselves, we are going to wreck ourselves. And so when you say that we're sliding down a slippery slope, oh, we're sliding down that slope at 90, 100 miles an hour. And it's really getting uncomfortable and very scary.
Are you worried about Mayor Wu's safety?
That's a good question. I actually hadn't thought about that. Michelle Wu has a pretty Mayor Wu has a pretty serious detail of officers that travel with her everywhere she goes. And so I would like to say no, but things do happen. If you look at what happened to the governor of Michigan several years ago,
Gretchen Whitmer,
it could get out of control. But I actually hadn't thought about that. But at this juncture right now, no, I don't worry about her safety.
All right. Suffolk County Sheriff Stephen Tompkins, one of more than a dozen elected officials of color in Boston, that signed a statement condemning the ongoing protests aimed at Boston Mayor Michelle Wu. Sheriff Tompkins, I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.